today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salamu alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today is a very special day. Today is the birthday anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. Congratulations to all Muslim brothers and sisters, especially Shia Muslim brothers and sisters all around the world. فرحتنا باسم الجواد وموسى فرحتنا فرحتنا باسم الجواد وموسى ويانا كل ما بالسماء ما بالأرض مبتشرة نحيي لأيمتنا الفرح موسى وجواد العترة ويانا كل ما بالسماء ما بالأرض مبتشرة نحيي لأيمتنا الفرح موسى وجواد العترة ازدانت ضواحي الواسعة Today, Saturday, is the 10th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 12th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Again, accept our congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Javad, peace be upon him. The wisdom of Imam Javad alayhi salam from childhood. From his childhood, Imam al-Javad had a special relationship with Allah, and in his position as Imam, he answered the religious problems of the people, guided them, and led them. Those of the people who were ignorant of the Imam's special position before Allah were amazed at his knowledge. They would assume the Imam to be just like any other child and would say, "How can such a young lad have gained such knowledge?" They did not realize that Allah grants a special connection with him to whoever he pleases, young or old, and makes that person the most learned of all mankind. Imam al-Jawad was endowed with all the best human qualities while still a child. For this reason, the people called him At-Taqi, which means the pious, and Al-Jawad, which means generous and merciful. Congratulations on birthday anniversary of Imam Taqi, Imam Al-Jawad, peace be upon him. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. The ninth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Jawad al-Islam, was also called Abu Ja'far al-Thani because Abu Ja'far, the father of Ja'far, was also a patronymic title of the fifth infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir al-Islam. And because Imam al-Jawad al-Islam had a son named Ja'far. He was also called Abu Ja'far, but Athani, that is, the second Abu Ja'far, in order not to be confused with Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. At the same time, we find that it's indicated that Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam's mother was a slave maid from Nubia in Northern Africa, and her name was Habiba. Some people say that she was a slave maid from the Eastern Roman Empire, And others say that she was a descendant of the family of Maria, who was one of the wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The eighth infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam used to indicate to his companions that his son, that is Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam, was expected to make the next imam, hence endowed with unique personality traits and mission in order to spread the Islamic religion. At the same time, it must be indicated that at the same time, as we know, the ninth infallible Imam al-Jawad al-Salam reached the office of imamate in a very young age. Some people used to question whether such a young boy was capable of accomplishing such a task. It was certainly so, because he was the infallible imam next to his father. So he was comfortable with accomplishing all those expected tasks. Thank you.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Celebrate, let's celebrate. Allah, Allah, thank you for this day.
You are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Now we have a letter to a governor. One of Imam Jawad's companions reports, I performed the Hajj with Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him. And when the Hajj was over, I went to see the Imam to say my farewell. Before I left, I say to the Imam, the government has levied a very heavy tax upon me, and I'm unable to pay it. Please, will you write a letter to the governor of our city and recommend him to act leniently? If you write to him, he will definitely accept your counsel. Imam al-Jawad picked up a pen and wrote, In the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate. Peace be with you and with all Allah's righteous servants. O Governor, power and authority are trusts from Allah, which He has invested in you for you to serve the people. You must use this power to help your brothers in religion. The only things that remain with you are good deeds and the help which you grant to your brothers, the Muslims. Know that on the day of resurrection, Allah will review all your deeds and not the slightest action will be hidden from him. When I gave the letter to the governor, he took it respectfully and kissed it. After reading it, he inquired about my occupation, and just as I had wanted to behave kindly and leniently towards me. In fact, from that moment on, he behaved justly and kindly with all the people.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word. They can never portray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love for you.
This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, Manners and Virtues of Imam al-Jawad, peace be upon him. In respect of his manners and qualities, Imam Muhammad Taqi, peace be upon him, occupied that lofty position of humanness that is the distinguished characteristic of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. The prominent feature of his lifestyle was to meet everybody with humility, to help the needy, to maintain human equality, and observe simplicity, to offer help to the indigent secretly, to treat not only friends but even adversaries kindly and politely, to be attentive in entertaining the guests, and to keep the springs of bounties overflowing for those thirsty for religious and scholarly knowledge, were his chief occupations. The worldly people must have certainly been under the impression that the very fact of a small child becoming the son-in-law of the emperor must alter his thoughts and habits. In fact, this must have been an important objective before Ma'mun's short-sighted vision. The animus of the Abbasids or the Umayyad kings were ever endeavoring to break the center of lofty manners that were established at Medina and had become nucleus of exemplary spirituality against the material power of the realm. According in this expression, they devised and tried various means with a view to achieving this objective, but with no avail.
قال الإمام الجواد عليه السلام تأخير التوبة اغترار وطول التسويف حيرة.
Imam al-Jawad alayhi salam said, postponing repentance is an illusion, and prolonging procrastination is perplexity.
علمنا يقينا بأن الذي يريد الإله بكم يبتدي.
At the time of the Abbasid Khalif, or the so-called Khalif Al-Ma'mun, the son of Harun. And Ma'mun, after killing Imam al-Ridha, he wanted to make the people, he wanted to take the people's attention away from his killing of Imam al-Ridha. So the best way for him to do this is to be good to the son of Imam al-Ridha, which was Imam al-Jawad. So he ordered Imam al-Jawad to come from Medina to Baghdad. He wanted him to come to Iraq, to his ruling city, so he could show the people that actually he was still good friends and he had nothing to do with the poisoning of Imam al-Ridha, that he still loved the Ahlul Bayt. Because due to the political climate at the time, he wanted to prove to the Shia that he was of them or he was with them. And so this imam historically was sent from Medina at such a young age to live in Baghdad. And at such a young age, Al-Ma'mun had placed the order and then he forgot what he had sent for. So these are some of the stories of the time of Imam al-Jawad. He also wanted to make Imam al-Jawad his Wali al-Ahd, like he made Imam al-Ridha his heir apparent. But Imam al-Ridha never lived to that. And so Al-Ma'mun wanted to marry Imam al-Jawad to his daughter, which he eventually did. And she was eventually the person who poisoned the holy imam. However, there are many lessons throughout the life of this holy imam, although it was such a short period. And of the lessons that we learn from the life of this imam is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places his message into only an infallible one. One that he has selected and one that he has chosen. And this is a very important factor. This is a very important point. Because people consistently question, for example, why 12 imams? Why should it be 12 imams and not 15 and not 20? Why should these imams be these particular personalities and nobody else? Why cannot somebody else be taken, for example, as an imam? Why must it be these particular people? And so, through the life of the imam, some of these things become clear to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't select based on names. And this is very important. In fact, it's a discussion in itself.
dear brothers and sisters. Thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special IRIB English Radio. And today's special offers its congratulations on the birthday anniversary of Imam Jawad. Peace be upon him. We leave all of you in Allah's protection.
Let us rejoice indeed. This is the day of Eid. Let us rejoice indeed. For this is the day of Eid.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Alayhi salatullah, alayhi salatullah. Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah, alayhi salatu Allah, alayhi salatu Allah.